If you have just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this morning's program on the 25th morning of Rabiul Akhir 1447 in South Africa. Today's team listener, Marcus Sahaba, as well as Radio Al Ansar. Mufti Sahab joins us this morning once again for the tafsir and the news views and the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. And inshallah, Wednesday night, we will have to, you know, scan the sky. So today is 25th and 26th, 27th weekend, and then 28th and 29th. So that means Tuesday night, today 25th, today is what? Saturday. Yeah, so 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. So Wednesday night, inshallah, we should scan the sky. And it is 27th our moon on Wednesday night. And inshallah, the crescent, the moon will be sighted. And then Thursday will be the ushering in of the month of Jumad al-Ula. So pronounce the months correctly as well, Jumad al-Ula. So 1447 will commence on Thursday, Insha'Allah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Waqia, chapter number 56, and verses number 88, right up to verse number 95, the ending of the 96. So right to the ending of, you must remember, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. So today's lesson, we start from verses 88 right up to verse number 96. And that will conclude and complete the Surah, Surah Waqi'ah, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz. Allah Ta'ala Qabool Farmai, Allah Ta'ala accept it. So now, I'm just repeating the part of yesterday's lesson so you will understand it better. When we started Surah Waqi'ah, right in the beginning, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us. And what did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala say? وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. That you are three different categories. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Those who receive their book of deeds in the right hand. Maymana doesn't mean you speak Maymun language. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And remember those who receive the book of deeds there in the left hand. And then, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. So those who are the first and the foremost, the best of the best, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the prophets and the messengers, obviously Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the greatest and the most beloved and precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum will also be there, especially those in the starting wasabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Chapter 9, verse number 100, because of their great sacrifices. So these three groups, so that was in the starting, right? So now we speak about each group here. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us chapter 56 and verse 88. So this is the Sabiqoon al-Sabiqoon, the first and the foremost. So what will be in store for them? فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Hence, As for those who are the muqarrabeen, the greatest and the nearest, that is to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that will include the prophets, the messengers, the beloved Sahaba. فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. For them will be the special mercy of Allah, وَرَيْحَانُ, and for them will be the fragrance of Jannah. Today we enter a place, and the bakhur, and the incense, the loban, or the oud, or the misk, and so forth. So then we are dazzled with the great fragrance, but this is Jannati fragrance. There's no comparison to it from the world. Nothing in this world compares to what we will find through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. Allah Jalla Wala mentioned three special items here for them. فَرَوْحُ, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. What did Allah say? وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy is broader, wider than anything and everything. And me and you as Muslims, oh you, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, daily you should be reading. Read after me. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you independently, exclusively, are the one, أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. We survive because of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانَ, and the fragrance beyond our perception, comprehension. وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ, and the garden filled with the delights and the happiness and the joy and everlasting prosperity. You see, when we were in school in the 60s, they told us the Garden of Eden. That also they stole from the Quran Sharif. جَنَّةُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. So Allah calls it Jannatu Adnin, the eternal Jannah. So they took the word Adnin and they said Garden of Eden. If you study, you will know half the things they have, they stole it from Islam, remember that. So that is the first group finished. Now second group. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. And as for those people who are the Maymana. So who are the Maymana? That read the dua with me now. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, grant me my book of deeds in the right hand. And plural, you're making dua for yourself, your spouse, your parents, your children, grandchildren. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Ya Allah, give us, grant us our reports, our book of deeds in our right hand. Then we become Maymana. Chapter number 90 and verse number 18. Surah La Uqsimu Bihadal Balad, verse 18. So there, it don't mean you're going to speak Mayman language, you'll speak Arabic. But you receive the books in your right hand with so much honor and dignity. So, وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. So hence, salam for you, everlasting peace, tranquility, serenity for you, مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ, from the companions of the right hand side, you see that. So there will be salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Allah himself will greet you, O Jannati, O person destined to go to paradise. The malaika and angels will come and make salam to you. And then you, when you meet other brothers, sisters, there in Jannat, no hijab and parda and all that. So what will you hear? La yasma'una fiha laghwan wa la ta'thiman illa qilan salaman salama. So Surah Waqiyah, chapter number 56 and verses number 25. And thereafter, remember that verse number 35. And so yeah, let me just see. La yasma'una fiha laghwan wa la ta'thima. So Surah Waqiyah, verses number 25 and 26. So what will you hear there? إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. You will hear salam, salam, salam everywhere. Because you have entered. Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. So Almighty Allah is inviting you to the house of peace, tranquility, serenity. So that's the second category. So they will be 100% successful. Now those people who belong to any other ism, Judaism, Zionism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, atheism, capitalism, democracy, all these Tawhuti systems and satanic systems, and they are sane and mature, and they really believe that that will be the savior for humanity and posterity and so forth, and they promote it day and night, and they hate Islam and so forth, the Islamophobes and so forth. So remember, and they sane and mature. So chapter 56, you see that, Surah Waqia, and now verses 92 onwards, Allah speaks of the last group. That group that are sane and mature and destined to go to Jahannam and the hellfire. People enter Jannah and Paradise, Fadlan wa Rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. These people will enter Jahannam and the hellfire, Adlan min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Wa amma, and as for. Remember this, you ulama and students. When you find amma, the translation will be and as for. And if you find the translation, the word imma, then it means either. So many a time, ulama students make big mistakes in all these type of things. Amma is for imma either. Wa amma in kana min al mukaddibin ad-dallin. And as for those people who are rejecting. Rejecting the message, the Quran Sharif, rejecting the messenger, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rejecting the articles of faith of Islam, and Mukaddibina Dhalin, they themselves are astray, and then they lead others astray, Dhal and Mudwil. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, if you study his Majmu'atul Fatawa, you will find so many places he writes, huwa adallu min himari ahlihi. So this person is more astray and is further astray than even his donkey in his backyard. Like you see that? Meaning that they dhal and mudwil, that they are astray themselves and they lead other people astray. Fanuzulum mina hamim. Nuzul means Ma yu'addu lidhaif. You see, we went, Haji Ahmad Abdi and myself, there to Brits Thursday, and yesterday we came back. Our host there was Haji Sikandar Qasim, our connection, Maimon brother, you see, and his son, you see, Maulana Zakariya. So Allah Ta'ala reward Ummu Zakariya, you see, the mother of Maulana Zakariya and his father and the whole family. They made us feel so comfortable. So you call that nuzul. Tayyari mehmano ke liye, you preparing for the guests coming to your house, and important people are coming. We're not important, but people feel like that. So yeah, Allah uses this word, ala sabili tahakkum, to mock and ridicule and to be sarcastic with the people of Jahannam. Fa nuzulum mina hamim. Fa, hence, nuzul, that the hospitality, the reception, and for you, the Jahannamiyin, people entering Jahannam and the hellfire. فَنُزُولٌ مِّنَ حَمِيمٍ will be the boiling water, you see that. Go read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, verses 43 to 50, and see Allah Ta'ala speaks about Abu Jahl, that he will have to drink this water, boiling water, and he will have to eat from that pungent tree, Shajarat al-Zakum, Tu'amul Azim. Dhuq, taste it, you Abu Jahl. Innaka antal azizul kareem. He was so arrogant, haughty, and proud. He thought there's nobody like him. He would walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah Mukarramah and say, Anal Aziz, I'm very powerful and Kareem, very generous. So don't cross my path. But Allah dispatched him straight to Jahannam. فَنُزُلٌ مِّنَ حَمِيمٍ وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ. And then they will be made to enter into that blazing fire inferno. You see that? So tasliyah. So you see in Surah Al-Lahab. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about Abu Lahab, that he is the chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then what Allah Ta'ala says, he was so handsome if you look at him. Nighttime also you could see his face. He was fair in complexion, Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab is his kunya agnomen. His name was Abdul Uzza. That was the slave of the idol Uzza, you see. So Allah Ta'ala speaks of him and says what? That's a yasla naran dhata lahab. So he's the one, say yasla. So you see the word yasla, yeah? He will enter that blazing fire. Yes. So yeah, it is yasla, the verb. And yeah, look at it. What tasliyatu jahim. That is what we call now in Arabic jargon, the masdar. You see that? Masdar is the verbal noun, you see. The noun from where all the verbs are derived and so forth. So entry into Jahannam for them. And that is, they will be there forever and ever, everlasting doom and gloom. Where is the evidence they will be there forever and ever? The Quran itself says. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64 and 65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Verily Almighty Allah has cursed these non-Muslims who are sane and mature. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah has already prepared for them the inferno, the furnace, and the burning, burning fire at the highest temperature, you see. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever and ever. Abada is mentioned. لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. There is no protector, no helper for them. Now you say that if the fire has such intensity, so what will happen to them? Allah Jalla Wala mentions everything. What you are thinking about, Allah has answered it. But we don't want to read the Quran Sharif. The more you read, the more you will fall in love with the noble Quran. But Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, the more we will fall in love with the Sunnah Mubarakah, that the teaching, preaching of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what does Almighty Allah say? كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. Very easy reference, chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, the women, and verse 56. Every time their skin burns, so automatically Allah will let a new layer of skin replace the old one. So why? ليذوقوا العذاب. Continuously they must taste the punishment. And who is Allah? Inna Allah kana azizan hakima. Verily He is all powerful and all wise. Chapter number 4, verse number 56. So everything you will find in the noble Quran. So Almighty Allah is ending Suratul Waqia. Inna hadha lahuwa haqqul yaqeen. I tell you, there's a country, South Africa. There's a country, Lesotho, Botswana. So that is, now you haven't seen it, but I saw it. So when you go, you see it, everything, then you will have Ainul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen. Then you'll be 100% convinced that it is the truth and reality. Today, the scientists and the secularists and the capitalists, they say our father, mother died, then grandparents, great-grandparents, 100, 200, 500, 1,000 years ago. Who knows whether all this is the truth or it is just the figment of your imagination and so forth? So we say our eyes can see wrong, optical illusion. But what Allah says is 100% is the truth. No iota of doubt. Therefore the Quran Sharif started. Surah Baqarah chapter number 2. Alif Lam Mim. الرحيم ذلك الكتاب this book here Quran Sharif لا ريب فيه there's absolutely no doubt and skepticism in it everything is the truth إن هذا verily all this what you heard about the three categories and three groups of people لهوا it is حق اليقين 100% the assured truth, the truth with certainty. Allah gives you guarantee, remember. How we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim believe. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. The person passed away. So now what happens? For him or her, the individual, the micro, the qiyamat has started already. And now everything they are experiencing, which they used to read and learn about, but now it's a reality. And when the day of justice, the day of reckoning comes, then everybody will experience the macro. And that is, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا Chapter 99 of the Noble Quran. Chapter 22, verse 2. All twos there. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ You will see the people on that day. You will think that they're intoxicated and drunk, but they are not intoxicated and drunk. But the punishment of all Allah Jalla Wala is so severe. So therefore, O Muslim, me and you should daily be reading. Read after me. Chapter number 3 and verse number 194. Chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Allah, Jalla Wala, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, the day of reckoning. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ 100% with certitude. It is the truth. There is no iota of doubt or skepticism in it. Now we end of the surah, praising Allah, Jalla Wala. Our life comes to an end, and then what you say? In chapter 110 of the Noble Quran, Allah speaks of this. Now your death is imminent, and now you're going to leave this world. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ Read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah بِحَمْدِهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ رَبِّي مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ So now Allah is ending Surah Waqia, chapter number 56. فَسَبِّحْ Glorify, Bismi Rabbika al-Azim, the name, honorable name, Rabbika your sustainer, nourisher, Rabbika al-Azim, so Azim, the majestic one. So when we bow down, ruku, we say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. So the ruku, bowing down, sujood, prostrating, is only solely for Almighty Allah, la li hayyin wa la li mayyitin. You cannot bow down, you cannot make sujood to anybody dead or alive, whether it is a prophet or messenger, whether it is sahaba, whether it is awliyaullah, all haram, all that. Ruku sajda is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. That is the secret and the wisdom that in our Salatul Janaza, our funeral prayer, the mayyit, the deceased body is in front, then the imam, the leader, and then the congregation behind the leader. So no ruku, no sajda. To show you, O Muslim, ruku sajda is lillahi ta'ala faqat. Only, solely, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, فَسَبِّحْ So سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ So that is هُوَ مُنَزَّهٌ عَنِ الْأُيُوبِ وَالنَّقَائِسِ He transcends every weakness, defect and shortcoming. Bismi in the name رَبِّكَ your sustainer, نَرِشَ الْعَظِيمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ The majestic one. Ya Allah, accept this Quran Sharif, khatam the surah, waqiyah, completion. Bless our parents, our teachers, our family, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, their directors and team, and our Markaz Sahaba, and our capital group, they sponsoring all this. Allah Jalla Ala, make it a sadaqah jariya for the parents, for Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire family, and children, grandchildren, and everybody, and Sirius FM, and everybody else. So therefore, we should beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. Ya Allah, ishku qabool farmai, ku accept it in your court, O Almighty Allah. Quran Sharif ku khatam karna maqsood nahi. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna hai. So we have to complete our life in the service of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, and our fiqhul Islami, teaching the people the fatawa, the verdicts, and the rulings of Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir, so Sunday 26th, and then 27th, 28th, 29th, so that we Wednesday night we will have to scan the sky and the crescent. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, it will be sighted, 27th our moon, and that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. Learn months correctly also. It's so surprising, you know. Even ulama, they don't know how to spell sometimes, some of them obviously, and how to pronounce it, how to write it. Jumad al-Ula, J-U-M-A-D-A-L, Jumad al-Ula. So that is the month will start Thursday this week, inshallah, Aziz. So there we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hey, you Jutla Harami, you Zionist. So two Jutlas and Jews died, you see. How they died? You know, this Tesla, this electric car. So it went, it was made, and it went inside one Jutla shop and it killed him. Then other guy thought that maybe Hamas or somebody came inside and killed, so he shot also. So another Jutla died. So we call that Tesla Hamas. You see that? So when the bees come and sting the Jutlas on their backside or front side, so they say Hamas sent it, you see that? So anything goes wrong, Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. So they make tasbih of Hamas. They're seeing in their dream Hamas. Hamas is beating you, you haramis. And the world stands with the Palestinians. Trump pardoned Santos. This is American-style justice, you see. Santos is a politician of the Republican Party, Trump's party, and them. Corrupted guy, a fraud. He was sentenced to 87 months there in jail. And remember, Trump said yesterday, last night, and now this morning, he will walk out a free person. So where the hell is the justice there? Just because he belongs to your party, you must remember you can pardon him. But you're a crook yourself. So you must remember you are a pedophile, you're a rapist, and you are a felon and criminal. So American justice stinks from Washington right to Tel Aviv. Remember that. So that is there. They want to speak of human rights and speak about democracy and justice. Is this the hell justice? Go to hell with you, Trump and your team. You see, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Trump telling Venezuela, we will do this to you. Hamas, we will do this to you. Allah say, shut up. You can't do anything. In Alaska, this is part of United States, a huge typhoon came. Thousands of them had to evacuate and run for their lives, you must remember. We're very happy about it. Allahumma azibhum adaban shadida. Ya Allah, increase your punishment upon them. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, send your dogs upon them. Send your punishment upon them. Decimate and destroy America and their crooked politicians, whether it's the Republicans or whether it is the Democrats. Majority of them are haramis and prostitutes and prostitutes, the haramis. So we have no sympathy, empathy for them or for Israel. We make it very, very clear. You see now with the ceasefire, fragile ceasefire, now the Haaretz newspaper writes, there must be a state inquiry. What really happened on the 7th of October 2023, you see? That he, Netanyahu, the war criminal Netanyahu, does not want. Because the whole history, geography will come out, how much money he received from Qatar, how much money he pocketed, you see, and how much money he gave Hamas. He formed Hamas because he wanted to cause the division in the rank and file of the Palestinians. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They plot and plan. And Allah has his master plan. And Allah says, oh, Trump and Netanyahu and MBS and Andrew and all you haramis, chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ When Almighty Allah humiliates you, there's none to give you honor. Remember that. Now see the trucks want to enter into Gaza. The Jutla, all you ulama students, write down the words, you must remember, Mustawtineen, that are the settlers, Mustawtineen, the proper Arabic. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin wal-mustawtineen. Ya Allah, you punish these Jutlas who are usurping our lands and our masajid and mosque and everything else and orchards and farms and the settlers. You decimate and destroy them. So they come there with the stroller, with the, you know, the baby inside there, the pram and so forth, the stroller. And now the trucks must wait. Tell the Jutla. So Allah Ta'ala humiliate them, disgrace them. They are swines and they are pigs and they are dogs and monkeys and donkeys. All those are mentioned in the Noble Quran. Go and refer to chapter 5, verse number 60. Go and refer to chapter 62 and verse number 5. And chapter number 7 and verse number 176. And you will find it there. So remember this. The Jutlas have received another body from Hamas, you see that? So Hamas are trying their best, you must remember that, to give them the hostage body. Are they going to give? The Jutlas are haramis, the biggest crooks. Even our people who passed away as shuhada and martyrs, the Jutlas, they steal their organs in some parts of their body. Go and read there and you'll find the whole thing there. So that is Jutla. Jutla, the murderers of prophets and messengers. Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam were martyred by the same Jews. And remember that today the baby killers and guilty of genocide, guilty of ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity and war crimes as well. Remember that. Zelensky went to the White House as a beggar and he's telling Trump, I need Tomahawk, Tomahawk. He Trump said, you know, Trump is a big Joe. He said, no Tomahawk for you. And if we give Tomahawk to you, then Russia will attack us and we will lose. As it is, we lost against Taliban. We lost against Hamas. So what will Russia do with us, you see that? So Zelensky had to go and put his tail between his legs. Both haramis, Trump harami, Zelensky harami. We support Putin. Putin is a big harami. But we like him. Anybody causes harm to America, Europe, Israel, and this whole lot of them, we will support them. Look at the shaitan, King Charles. So King Charles' brother is known as Prince Andrew. But Prince Andrew was busy. Busy there with the Lolita. You see that? So the Epstein files, everything coming now out, you see. So Trump's name is there, MBS name is there, Andrew's name is there, Clinton's name is there. So now they take big, big oaths because they're in the world media, you see. Andrew says, no, I didn't do all this. So if the hell you didn't do all this, then why are you stripped of all your titles? You are no more the Duke of York and all your other titles you have been stripped of. Can you imagine the humiliation, disgrace for him, for his family and Charles, you see, and his chameleon there? You saw Charles, how white he's gone, his hair and everything, because he himself is guilty of adultery and everything. He is the harami who caused all the problems with Diana. He started gazi bazi with his chameleon and so forth. So Diana said, if you're going to do that, then I also do it. So she got busy with her horse trainer. You see, they were doing other kind of training, the haramis. The Pakistani army kills 10 people in Afghanistan. You see, the Pakistan army, our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizullah of the Majlis, he writes 100% the truth on these things. He says, yeah, Pakistan, Pakistan is not Pakistan. For what you have to attack Afghanistan? Just to make America happy. Because the Taliban in Afghanistan defeated the British thrice, defeated the Russians, defeated the American 48 country coalition. So Pakistan must do the dirty work on behalf of America, which Imran Khan said, go to hell, we will not do. And we will not give you any place and any space to carry out your dirty, nefarious actions here. So a Pakistani prime minister telling them. So therefore, they made sure they bribed the guys, and then they vote of no confidence, and Imran is in jail because they couldn't corrupt him, you see that? There's the tall and short of it, the khulasa, summary of it. So they got this Nawaz Sharif, Shahbaz Sharif, all corrupted characters, you must remember that. So the Pakistani army corrupted, and the Pakistani government corrupted. And let me tell you this much, you understand? Our Maulvis also in Pakistan, I don't say all, obviously, but I'll tell you this much, more than 50% another corrupt lot. They just opened Darul Uloom Madrasa, and it's no more Darul Uloom, it's just Darul Fulus, you see. Just make collection, collection, collection. The amount of guys coming for collection, I can't believe. From India, from Pakistan, and from here and there and all that. Very, very bad it is. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. The disgrace of the ulama by the rich people. Therefore, you can't tell them anything because you are getting money from them. That is the biggest problem with the Salafis. They are summum bukmun umyun. They can't hear, they deaf, they dumb, they blind, everything. When it comes to the Saudi regime, the Wahhabi regime, the Najdi regime, the MBS regime, Murtad bin Shaitan. Because they are under take, you see that? They're not yu'minuna bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen. They are yu'minuna bil jayb, how they can put money inside, you must remember. Trump says Saudi Arabia will join the Abrahamic Accord. You know Trump forever shoots his mouth. So you must remember that the current Saudi government are kafirs. They are to the fold of Islam. One Saudi friend of mine, this morning he sends me a message. He said, "Ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir, ma ra'aytuka mundu zaman, that I haven't seen you for so many years and all that." So they simple people, some of them, they don't understand the real politics. So now Trump is now inviting Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, you Wahhabis, you Najdis, you know how you hate criticism. Today, three quarters of the Ummah hates you because of what you are doing to the Ummah, stealing their money and imposing taxes upon the Hajis and the Mu'tamirin, people coming for Umrah and so forth. If you want statistics, you see now, in this past 1 week, the Arab media writes, listen carefully, over 13.5 million people visited the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah in the past week. Over 13.5 million people. So they're not interested in Islam and all that. For them, it's a money spinner, remember that, and how much money they can make and so forth. So everybody is on the take, you must remember, what is my share and so forth. So we hope some sanity will prevail. These are the people, America, Israel, who attack Qatar, and Qatar, the fools, still keep them there. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith mentioned there in Muslim Sharif, akhrijul yahud wan nasara min jaziratil arab, expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab peninsula. John Bolton, he was a bootlicker of Trump, and then he turned against Trump. He has been indicted now for fraud and so forth. Mamdani and Cuomo, they have a big debate there in New York. who will become the next mayor. As far as we go, both Harabis, remember, this Mamdani is not Muslim, so he's Shia and so forth. And thereafter, Trump refiles 15 billion defamation charge against New York Times. You see that? So you must remember, he likes money. That is Trump, you must remember. Let's come to our South African news. All of you, I sent it out yesterday, 5 past 10, 10 past 10. Junaid Mota, I'm going to send it to you. You must send it to all your contacts. So now, this is very, very important for you Muslims throughout South Africa. So the LHC, or whatever they call themselves, have released a document and said that the cut-off time, expiry time is 31st October. That's less than 2 weeks from today. So all of you who had problems with Sahuk, if any type of problem you had, the emails are there, write it down. Don't write big, big, long, long letters, they won't have time. So just write your points and everything, and you, Master Abu Bakr Karwa, inshallah, I will contact you today. I want you must write down, please, that all the things that are incorrect in their balance sheet and in their accounting and whatever else, you're a champion in that, you're a CA. And I will also write. I'll say, Mr. Madam, you see that, Mr. or Madam, whatever it is. So, Sahuk has got 48 million there. How the hell they managed to get 48 million? And this was told to me by their Amir and leader, Hafiz Ismail Kolwadia Damat Barakatuhu. He is the leader for 18 years of their 30 years, you see that. I got everything on tape, well recorded. Second question, they got a guy there. He speaks not to the media. But when we asked him to come, you see, they don't come. Shaheen Esop. He was once upon a time their president. What was Shaheen Esop doing, you understand, there at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange? By his own admission and confession, they was involved in misconduct and had to pay a fine of 140,000 rand. 140,000 rand fine. So we want to ask Sahuk, when this man had to pay a fine of 140,000, so how come he became your president when this is his history and geography and everything else? And third one, my personal question to you, Shaheen Esop, whose money was used? It is alleged that you used the Sahuk money. So you'll have to come out clean. The Papa can dance, ne? So you might, we're going to put inshallah, the last nail in the coffin of Sahuk. See, I give you an example of what you must do. Yesterday I was in Prince. That person told me, my son-in-law, my daughter, everything, they went with this female agent. And they were kicked out of the hotel. And they had to stay in the street. You understand? We had to get lawyers, all that. We went to Sahuk. They said, we can't do anything. So what the hell are you doing there? So you must remember, you paid Sahuk 300, 200, 500, then COVID came in, and they said no Hajj, fine. So then when you had to re-register in 2023, 2024, whenever you had to go, 2025, you see that, so then they charge you again. So for what they're charging you again? They're making you fools, all of you who got valid complaints. They don't owe me anything. I just stand up for the truth and justice. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, or any country. I think by now you know that. So remember, we have to name them, shame them, and nail Sahuk. Remember that. So all of you get cracking this weekend. Last night, 5 past 10, 10 past 10, I sent it out again to thousands of people. It is on my Twitter X account. It's on my Telegram and on all the groups. So please go there. Everything is clear. Write down all your complaints, type it, email it, and do that. That time is of the essence. Cyril, our leader, supposed to be, I never vote for him, hopeless character. He says that the food prices in South Africa are too high. Obviously, it will be too high. After all, your guys' corruption and criminality and your cronyism and your cater deployment. Don't talk nonsense, man, Cyril, man. You just disgrace yourself. The license, you see, today, to get license, you have to bribe the officers, you must remember that. We have to say a big Jazakallahu Khairan to our cousins there in Brits, you see that. Our Sikandar, you understand, Qasim, and mashallah, his son, Maulana Zakaria, and our Haji Musa Nana. He was with us all the time, you know. So mashallah, avid listener of Markaz Sahaba. Allah reward him, our brother Musa Nana, and so forth. So inshallah, this coming tomorrow, inshallah, Hafiz Wadi, you did a splendid job, you see that. In the absence of Maulana Salim Kareem, barakallahu feek. So Maulana Salim Kareem will be starting Monday, inshallah. But we will still continue with Hafiz Wadi Sundays between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. And on Monday nights between 8 and 10, inshallah. So next week, Wednesday, Costa. You see that? That's in the northwest. Then Thursday, Rustenburg. And then there's another place there, Friday. We will be there, inshallah, this coming week, Northam. I haven't been there in my life. I never even knew they existed. They say this Northam is in Limpopo. So inshallah, our graphics team is busy with all that. So we have a tight schedule, all these places. But alhamdulillah, we try our best. Allah kabul farmai. Jiaf is what you have 6-7 minutes left. So let's fire up with the questions.
JazakAllah khairan for that. Mufti Sahib, how do you protect yourself from the curses of those who are begging at the intersections and other places when you don't give them money?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All these type of curses don't fall on you. It falls on them. When somebody curses you and you're not entitled to the curse, so ba'a ala ahadima, so then it returns to one of them. So then it goes back to the same person who is cursing you. So you don't have to worry. Always remember, read chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, and that is the spider, verse number 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmi al-mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa ala, assist me against the mischief makers and troublemakers and so forth, you see. And second one, remember, read from the Asma'ullah al-Husna. Ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu. So ya Allah, you take the retribution. I don't want to do anything. What can I do? I'm weak, ya Allah. You sort them out, ya Allah. You deal with them in the manner you deem it fit, ya Allah. So you do that and Allah will let justice prevail.
Mufti Sahib, are there any specific surahs to read, especially after Dhuhr and Asr?
Remember, there's no authentic hadith for that. You will find Fajr time before Fajr, after Fajr, Surah Yasin is mentioned. And the hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Darimi. Imam Darimi is the ustad of Imam Muslim, Imam Bukhari, and them. He's buried in Uzbekistan. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. So before Fajr, after Fajr, you read Surah Yasin. So inshallah, then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your needs. Night time after Maghrib, after Isha. So you read Surah Tabarak, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. You read Surah Waqia. So we have some, I understand, basis for that. We open Fazail al-Quran of Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mahana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith. You understand? Yesterday, mashallah, somebody gave me the book, you see that? So, in the shadow of the Green Dome. So, the life history of Haji Ahmad Nakhuda, and you see the advice. So, you know, when these books come, then I leave all my work because I found one, two things there just by glancing through. I always wanted to know, when did Hazrat Shaykh go there exactly to the Haramain Sharifain? It was in 1973. It was during the time of him, King Faisal, you see, Rahimahullah. So then he gave him special permission and everything there. And Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Nawwarullah Murqadahu passed away on Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. And this was in 1965. All that is written there. So you should learn all these things. They're wonderful lessons. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read it, practice it, and propagate it. Jee.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, do you have to make qada for the sunnah salah that you miss out?
It depends which sunnah salat. You go now for Fajr salat, and when you go there, the imam is already in his second rakat, so you miss the sunnah salat. So in a case like that, so Hanafi say 15 minutes after sunrise, then you will read the qaza and all that, you see. So that is the verdict for Hanafi. Shafi, somebody says straight after the first salat, you read the two rakats, you see, sunnah de muakkada qaza. But other sunnahs you must out, you must remember, you must zuhur salat completely, Allah forbid, or asr, or maghrib, and that, or isha. So the sunnah you won't be reading. The witr, you will read the qaza according to the Hanafis. But to miss salat, remember, is a major, major sin. and people end up in Jahannam. Quran says, Ma sadakakum fi saqar, qalu lam nakum minal musallin. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Hafiz Wadi, and the team. And inshallah, our program tomorrow will not be in the morning, so it will be in the afternoon between 2 to 4. And Monday will be Mawlana Salim Kareem. And once again, I reiterate, all of you, if you want that letter, just write to me, Sahuk. Don't put long, long stories. I will send it to you, and you must write the right story. Don't make propaganda. So you must write what is correct. I went with this travel agent, male, female, and we had problems. We went to Sahuk. They did absolutely nothing. We gave money to Sahuk. They have a fairy tale condition with some moron put there for them, not a Molvi. We can't call these Molvis. We call them scholars for dollars. No, non-refundable. Yes, your grandfather's money, this is non-refundable. So you must remember that every cent has to be refunded. And you must remember that. So that is the things you have to write, that you have to pay double to Sahuk and so forth. So write, nobody will know what you're writing. You just send it to them, it will go to parliament and everything. We want to cook Sahuk up properly and put the last nail in their coffin, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.